Throughout my many years with St. Andrews, the part of it that played the biggest role in shaping who I am today is the community service that we did as youth group. The projects that had the biggest impact on me would have to be the trip to Honduras, working on a man's house in South Carolina after it was hit by a hurricane, and of course, cooking and eating at the homeless shelter in Decatur. They all showed me something. They showed me how blessed I am to have simple things that we take for granted on a daily basis. A home, clean running water, air conditioning, heating, plumbing, and so much more. We overlook these things because we see it every day and don't think of it as special. The village that we worked with in Honduras didn't have bathrooms. We built latrines for them. The homeless shelter that we cooked for had one bathroom that 20 men shared. The man in South Carolina didn't even have a bathroom because the hurricane ripped his trailer apart, forcing him to live in a 10-foot by 10-foot shed with his three dogs. Seeing these things changed the way I see and live life. And without St. Andrews, I never would have had these life-changing experiences. So with that being said, I want to thank everybody in the congregation for being a part of my journey here at St. Andrews Presbyterian Church.
Hi, my name is Preston Jones. For about 6 years now, I have been attending St. Andrews. I still remember the first day I came to youth group. At no time did I feel like a stranger. The kindness and welcome were warm hugs surrounding me. Also, knowing that two of my best friends, Kate and Nathan here, that I attended school with were also here with me. All the great games and people gave me a great reason to come back. Also, to me, there's nothing wrong with free food. Nobody here is ever quick to judge, and that means a lot to me. Everyone that I have ever met through this church, I consider them a friend. The church is easily a home away from home. As the years went by, my relationships with the people that surround me have gotten greater and greater. Middle school Montreat was one of my first major events that I had attended with the church youth. I was somewhat self-conscious during my middle school years. As hard as it is to imagine, I didn't talk much to people that I didn't know. It seemed like a bizarre idea in my head. I somewhat had to force myself to become more outgoing so I could meet more people. Small group was great for that. I really had no choice but to talk. But now I love talking to anyone and everyone. I must admit, wow, I have done some crazy things at Montreat. I vividly remember during some of my middle school Montreat years, I would go around campus talking to random girls. Okay. Then I would run back to the common area where everybody was and report that I have a new girlfriend. Yes, it's okay to laugh. Okay. This upcoming Montreat will be my last, or at least I think. My goal is to make the most of it. After my final Montreat, I plan on attending college. I do not know where yet since I have so many acceptance letters, but no matter which one I pick, all of my friends will have my back and support me, as I will do the same for them. It is so beautiful to me that everyone here uplifts each other. If somebody is feeling down, we feel that pain too and do what we can to comfort them. Volunteer work is a big thing in high school. You have to have this amount of community service hours to blah, blah, blah. Through the church, I have plenty of volunteer hours. I don't volunteer because I must, but simply, I love assisting others. We have participated in many events, from handing out water during a marathon to cooking and serving meals at multiple homeless shelters. I'm always happy to sign up and participate in these events. One major trip that I have attended was the mission trip to the Honduras. Hard work was a part of daily life. We worked with the villagers to build latrines, lay down concrete flooring, as well as many other things. It was a great trip that really taught me not to take things for granted, even simple things like toilet paper. I have been provided many humbling experiences that have taught me many core values. None of this would have been possible without the church or the great people who attended. Thank you.
When you hear the word church, you think of a place of worship where people come to study and praise God. But St. Andrew's has always been so much more than that to me. During the 15 years that I've attended St. Andrew's, church has been a place to love, serve, and grow. It's been a place where I knew no matter what, I could come and be welcomed and loved unconditionally. And it has been a place where I felt at home and at peace. The opportunities that church has given me, whether it be relationships with people I wouldn't have typically gotten to know, friendships that I believe will stand the test of time, or service that has brought out my hidden passions, the church has undoubtedly shaped me into the person I am today. My first memories of church come from participating in Logos. Every Wednesday was a day to look forward to because I knew it meant having fun and being surrounded by people who I loved. It was in Logos that I really began forming relationships with the people of the church. Not only did this mean meeting other children who would become some of my best friends, but it meant forming bonds with people who weren't my age. I looked forward to recreation with Miss Debbie, music with Miss Jenny, and of course my beloved table parents like Oren Mathis. Relationships like these lasted, and with every service trip or Montreat continued to grow. The lessons I've learned from these people and the experiences we share are things which I hold close to my heart and I'm extremely grateful for. As I got older, I was able to make the exciting leap from Logos to youth group. If you know me, you know how I struggled throughout middle and high school to not let my nerves consume me. Often, I let my anxieties get in the way of appreciating the moment and having a good time. This was never a problem in youth. Once a week, for an hour and a half, I was joined by my favorite people. We joked, laughed a lot, and it was reassuring to be with people my age who understood how I was feeling. Perhaps the most meaningful experience that I had with the church were on our service trips. Whether it be serving dinner at Journey or mixing cement in Honduras, these opportunities to give back brought out something in me that I could have never anticipated, my purpose, helping others. I believe my calling is to spread God's love by serving. These experiences have given me insight into my goals for the future. I am confident that being a member of the church has shaped me for better. From here, I will take what I've learned and go out to spread God's love. Thank you all for being here for me through my journey and showing what it means to be part of a faith community.
On the back of the bulletin, you will find a list of our many activities. I'd like to bring to your attention that this Wednesday marks the beginning of Lent, and we'll have an Ash Wednesday service, including the imposition of ashes.